This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization says the world is close to seeing the end of the COVID-19 pandemic, but that inequalities in distributing a vaccine and other therapeutics could have deep economic and social consequences. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the WHO's director general, told the UN General Assembly Friday that the light at the end of the tunnel is growing steadily brighter.
Although the path ahead remains treacherous, we can begin to glimpse the end of the pandemic.
The WHO director general stressed that funding for the ACT Accelerator, the global collaboration to develop COVID-19 diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines, faces a funding gap of more than $4 billion for the current year and an additional $23.9 billion in 2021. Italy has announced tough new lockdown measures over Christmas and the new year as the country posted its highest daily total from the pandemic. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte announcing tough new COVID restrictions for Christmas and the new year, as the country posted its highest daily death toll from the pandemic yet, almost 1,000 people. Conte's government is banning midnight mass and movement between regions, unless it's for work, medical reasons or emergencies, from December 21st to January 6th. On Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day, Italians won't be able to leave their towns. Italy's regions hit out at the government over the latest restrictions, saying they were not consulted over measures that were too hard on families and did not compensate hard-hit businesses.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said on Friday there was momentum behind talks on a coronavirus relief bill and that a bipartisan COVID-19 proposal could be the basis for relief negotiations. Pelosi told reporters at a press conference that the tone of the conversation is indicative of a decision to get the job done.
This has simplicity. It's what we've had in our bills. It's for a shorter period of time, but that's okay now, because we have a new president.
Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hope to attach a new coronavirus aid package to a must-pass omnibus spending bill to keep the federal government running after December 11th, when money is due to expire. The bipartisan framework, put forward this week by a group of lawmakers from the Senate and the House of Representatives, has won important support from conservative Senate Republicans. But it is not clear whether McConnell would agree to such a large package after pushing to keep COVID-19 spending relief near the $500 billion mark. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the leading public health expert in the United States, says he never hesitated when President-elect Joe Biden asked him to continue serving. Dr. Fauci says he immediately agreed to accept President-elect Biden's offer to serve as his chief medical officer and coronavirus advisor. Fauci told NBC's Today Show that he supports the president-elect's plan to ask Americans to commit to 100 days of wearing masks once he takes office. While the coronavirus has been surging in the United States, Fauci thinks it will be another couple of weeks before all the cases resulting from Americans' Thanksgiving travel are confirmed, likely driving the numbers of infections and deaths even higher. American employers scaled back hiring last month as the pandemic got worse. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
For a fifth straight month, hiring was down, with employers adding just 245,000 jobs in November, the fewest since April.
It does appear that businesses perhaps have turned more cautious. We have seen rising caseloads, record caseloads of the coronavirus. We are starting to see some business closures and layoffs again.
Gus Fauché at PNC Financial Services Group says the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. Good news in and of itself, but also a reflection that many people simply stopped looking for work and no longer count as unemployed. Fauché predicts even slower job growth and maybe losses before a coronavirus vaccine starts to help stabilize the economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com.